Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, and rating. You can also support future episodes by making small monthly donations. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 37 of the Health Flow Podcast. I hope that you are all doing well. As you know, here we are. Most of you are probably reaching your 1 month mark in this quarantine and this COVID-19 virus, nothing many of us has ever seen before. I just want to highlight a couple things about our health. And actually, I started thinking about just converting back to last July when I started with the Health Flow Podcast, and really my reason for starting the podcast, which was really to educate people about their health, to motivate everyone to live a more healthy life. Because of my years in the medical field, seeing the healthcare disparities, seeing the lack of knowledge that individuals had about their basic health, seeing many individuals with illnesses or just disease such as high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease, heart disease, chronic medical conditions, and just how they had little or no treatment for many reasons, because of lack of health insurance, lack of access to healthcare facilities, and really just plain old lack of knowledge. And, you know, when we talk about healthcare disparity, I've been blessed to work around a lot of different people. So it's not just African Americans, but just if you are poor, if you low income, if you live in an area where there's not in many different medical facilities, primary care, sometimes, you know, we take it for granted that everyone has access to healthcare as we know it, as I know it. And it took me back when I traveled the last year, when I worked on the in Arizona on the Indian reservation, to see that there was one medical, this main medical facility in the center of the reservation. Yes, there were others, but it could be miles and miles away. You're talking about hour and a half to Tucson, or 2.5 to 3 hours from where they were to Phoenix, Arizona. So there's multiple reasons why people sometimes have the issue with access and the ability to get help. get the medical care that they need. In Crescent City, California, that's Northern California, where there's one hospital. There would be not too many primary care doctors, one or two urgent care facilities. So these are areas, and I'm sure there's many more. There's many more areas that are impoverished that does not have enough medical facilities that people need to take better care of themselves. So there's a myriad of reasons why people, you know, you can talk about if you're poor, if there's just, it would break my, just thinking about Crescent City sometimes, it would just break my heart to know that there's a 70 or 80 year old person that needed certain medical care, and they would have to drive all the way to Medford, which is a 3 to 4 hour ride to get the medical care they would need. This particular town also had lack of dental services. So you would see young children with really bad dentition, losing their permanent teeth early, and there's no, families do not have the ability to transport them all the way to the next major city that would have a pediatric dentist. There were people who suffered, who had children with autism, that there were no autism program in the town. So I know for me, it actually, coming back home to Atlanta, I would be really thankful that I lived in an area where we could just drive a few miles and we can get to the next specialty, whatever specialty you may need, it's there. So, there's a great disparity out there. If you're blessed enough to live in an area where you can easily access healthcare, that's just wonderful. There are people out there who don't have the means, they don't have the transportation to get to these faraway medical facilities. And the facilities don't even, and they may not even have transportation, they don't have the money, and it's a hardship. So people are making hard decisions every day. And if you're poor, you're poor. It doesn't have a color. Being not having the basic things that you need, it doesn't matter if you're white or black. If you don't have it, you don't have it. So with the COVID-19, what's going on, I'm really not surprised that it's hitting African Americans more. It saddens me. That is why I'm here each week, trying to encourage everyone to take better care of themselves, to have annual checkups, to know your condition. There's so much information that you can learn out there now, to ask questions, to understand your medications. If you're not comfortable with a certain medication that you're prescribed, to ask the questions about it, or if it's giving you symptoms that you're not comfortable with, or you don't like those particular symptoms. We have multiple medications that could be tried if those, you know, if those symptoms that you may be having or side effects are just disruptive to your life. But I wanted more than that. It's not just about medication. I want us to just be more responsible for our health. Understand what is going on with your own body. Don't stop asking questions or talking to different people, different healthcare providers until you get the answer that you need to feel comfortable with whatever treatment plan they may have for you. And be involved, take care of our elderly. Get them to their appointments. Help them with their medication regimen, you know, and making sure that they're having the proper checkup. I know I've said this before, but don't forget about your dental exam, your vision exam. And just to switch up a little bit while we're in this COVID pandemic, I want to make sure that you all are still, while you're quarantining in your own homes, you're eating right, you're getting fresh air, you can go outside in your yard, you can still exercise, you don't have to just sit and waste your muscles away. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So let's just make sure that we're home, we're staying active, we're checking on our elderly people, we're following all the recommendations that, you know, that we've been given of good hand washing, wearing masks when you go out now. Just be smart. Take the precautions. Take all the precautions that you need to. And even now that you may be spending more time home, I want to encourage you to think about, you know, depending on your age group, start planning and even calling to make appointments for your, when was your last annual checkup? When was your last dental exam? Most dental facilities, dental insurance, you can get your basic cleaning and evaluation by your dentist twice a year. When was your last eye exam? As we age, one thing that goes is your reading closely. So, you know, I don't know if you're at that age where you need reading glasses, but just don't ignore things. And there's disease processes that could be picked up when someone, when you go to the eye doctor and they're doing a complete evaluation, certain they can tell if you're suffering from high blood pressure just by looking in your eyes. Glaucoma, things like that could be picked up and treated before you lose your sight. It's always so painful for me to see young people who, because they have not been taking care of themselves or just not getting follow-ups and ignoring signs and symptoms, and they lose vision because they just didn't go get something evaluated and treated. You know, glaucoma is a very treatable eye condition now. So there's just so many things that we may take for granted. I know that there's disparity there and it's real. I'm glad that people are talking more about it. I pray and I hope that we can do something about it and we can get the help to the people who really need the help, and that all of us will become more health conscious, and take care of your bodies. I always say to my patients, no one's going to come into your body and love and take care of you more than you. You cannot leave your health to everyone else, to someone else, to your husband, to your wife, to your doctor, to your children, to your mother, to your father. You are responsible for you. You need to do the right things. Right now, you know, healthcare workers are being, you know, highlighted, and so many thank yous, and it's all appreciated. It really is. I guess, you know, sometimes I get a little startled by it, because it is many of us, most of us that I know, are in healthcare because we truly love taking care of people. It's an opportunity to be a difference maker, to help someone, care for a person, show them kindness, sometimes during the most challenging time of their lives. So I usually get pleasure out of being able to help. And when we're hit with things like pandemics, most of us, I mean, it is what we do. It is what we signed up for. Yes, we're going to take the necessary precautions, but I mean, just like a firefighter going into a fire to rescue someone, they're feeling, that's my job. I'm going to go in with my protective gear, but that is my job. That is what I like to do, and that's what I do it. So thank you for all the thank yous and all the concern. Many of us love what we do, and we'll continue to do it. Yes, we want all the PPEs to make sure that we're safe, because we do have families and loved ones that care about us also, but it's our duty. It's my duty. I love what I do. I want to be a difference maker. I want to help someone, to educate them, to show them another way, to encourage them to live their best life. And it can be done. So I'm just hoping that doing our timeout, our reset, however way you want to call it, that we're just in this time planning, making plans of and taking actions to how we're going to better ourselves, and things that we're going to do to accomplish the health. Women's monthly breast exam, scheduling that mammogram, everyone that's 50 or older, colonoscopy, and if you have a history of any kind of colon cancer in your family, you should be getting a colonoscopy earlier than 50. I mentioned the dentist, I mentioned the eye doctor, the annual physical exam. When you have your annual physical exam, you'd have annual blood work, which will check kidney function, liver function. It will check, you should be getting your HIV annual test. That should include an sexually transmitted disease screening. You should also get a hemoglobin A1C to make sure you're not diabetic or, you know, pre-diabetes, so you can take the necessary precaution. You know, thyroid function, we've talked about that. You know, men should be getting their prostate check. And stop, like, please, if something is abnormal, check it out. Talk to someone in the healthcare field that you trust. Get in to see your doctor as soon as you can. Don't ignore signs. And as far as I still know, cigarette smoking is still one, like, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's really high with the association with all sorts of cancers. This week I met a woman in her 50s. She's smoked a pack a day for over 30 plus years. And now, you know, there's nothing else, no other medical problems, pancreatic cancer. And the only thing that anyone can say is, you know, it's no family history, no other medical problems, probably the cigarette smoking, because it is associated with every type of cancers out there. It's not just lung cancer, bladder cancer, abdominal cancers. And I know that there's not just one thing, and I know that there's a myriad of things that can predispose us to certain type of cancer, but we know for sure that cigarette smoking is associated with many cancers. So why do it? Start planning your time, you know, of how you're going to quit. They say you should set a date. You have to plan it. Some people with God's grace can just go cold turkey. Some can't. There's nicotine patches out there. There's just talk to someone, make a plan, make an attempt, change your life, start eating right, exercising, all this stuff we have to do on purpose. You have to want to do it and you have to take actions to do it. And I am so much pleading with you all just to settle down. Know that you are of that importance. You know, you are worth it. You're worth the time and the energy it will take to plan to live a healthy life. This is my purpose. This is my quest, is to encourage people, everyone out there. I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you're Black, white, Hispanic, Indian, Caribbean, American, African-American, all over the world. We are still one people. Our bodies work the same. And I just want us to encourage all of you to just make a difference in your own lives. You know, it's not just about a job anymore. You know, material things can be taken from us. If you have your health, you have so much more that you can fight. You know, when things like this come, we don't have to say, oh, all the people who have, you know, it's affecting, the coronavirus affects everyone. But what we're saying is if you have comorbidities, underlying medical problems, it is potentially more lethal for the person with chronic illnesses. So this is a time, we're on our timeout, healing and prosperity to everyone. Let's spread the love, let's share the love, do the right thing, all the positive things that I see that's going on, that's changing people. Let's come together as families to help and encourage ourselves, each other, to live a more healthy life. I wish you all nothing but just health, love, prosperity, and not just physical health, also mental health. Let's deal with our mental health. Let's deal with depression. Let's deal with our feelings. It's nothing to be ashamed of. If you're not physically ill, but you're mentally ill, that's get the help that you need. Talk to someone. I love you all. And until next week, when we have the next episode, everyone, please stay well. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at TheHealthFlow, also on Facebook at TheHealthFlow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.